Most, I'm sure, would agree that whenever you try something for the first time, sexual or otherwise, it can feel different or even uncomfortable, and you are faced with two choices: either give up or continue on learning as you go until it all falls into place. My wife and I decided to give pegging a try. If you don't know what this is, look it up or just keep reading. And while this was at my suggestion, I have had the good fortune to be blessed with a partner who is both broad-minded and happy to experiment with new things. After a bit of research on the subject and the acquisition of what we thought were suitable toys, we started experimenting. As expected, it was a little uncomfortable and uncoordinated at first, but nonetheless there were some very pleasurable moments that convinced us to keep trying. In these early attempts, there had been no domination play, no real acknowledgement of the whole role reversal thing. We were just trying to work it all out. Then something seemed to click, and it went from clumsy and awkward to ecstatically hot. This is not about the first time we tried it, but it is about the first time it seemed to go oh so right. The image of a woman wearing a strap-on is anything but subtle. It makes what is about to happen very, very clear, and while it doesn't in any way change their physical characteristics, it makes them seem somehow duller and undeniably more confident. While some may consider the appearance confronting, intimidating, or even fearful, it to me appears extremely sexual. Anna works most evenings and doesn't get home until around midnight, a time when she will often find that I'm still awake, if somewhat tired. I tried to wait up for her simply to re-establish contact after being apart for nearly 24 hours. This particular evening I was sitting in bed with my iPad, reading Quora as it happens. On entering the room, she made a beeline for me, taking up a position sitting on the side of the bed. We embraced and kissed and asked each other how our respective days had been. A not unusual occurrence, to be sure. As she stood up, I slid down the bed to get into position for something I genuinely look forward to, even after being together for 35 years, watching her get undressed. It is for me one of my life's simple pleasures and is the prequel to another, drifting off to sleep pressed firmly against her bare skin. This evening, however, was different. Before returning to her side of the bed, she reached into our toy drawer and removed a white, mesh drawstring bag and casually dropped it on the foot of our bed before continuing on to dispose of the day's clothing. As I stared at the bag, I could see through the mesh the unmistakable rich blue color of our fieldo. Glancing back at my now rapidly disrobing wife, she said nothing, but her playful smile told me everything I needed to know. My night was taking a sudden, and unexpected, turn, and I was now much more awake than I had been mere seconds before. With her final piece of clothing dropped to the floor, she kicked the pile of now discarded garments to one side before returning to the end of the bed in the previously deposited bag. After releasing the string on the neck of the bag, she upturned it, allowing its contents to fall onto our bed, the weight of the fieldo causing it to bounce ever so slightly as it landed. Reaching down, she picked up the harness, a utilitarian affair of leather, steel, and nylon, shaking out the bundle of straps before holding it in front of her thighs to orient it in the same manner as one would for an ordinary pair of shorts. Then bending forward, she guided one foot and then the other through the harness's straps before looking squarely at me as she slowly and deliberately brought the harness up her legs and over her hips, tightening the top straps just enough to prevent it falling back to the floor. At this point, I was completely mesmerized by what was unfolding before my eyes. If ever a woman wanted her partner's complete and undivided attention, this was it, and as I watched on, she reached down for the remaining two items, the fieldo and a bottle of lubricant. A quick squirt from the lubricant's bottle saw a small amount of its contents deposited on the fieldo's bulb before, with a snap of its cap, it was returned to its place on the bed. With her now free hand, she started to spread the clear gel across the entire bulb before sliding the shaft of the fieldo through the steel ring at the center of the harness. She paused briefly and looked up at me, probably to make sure she still had my attention. I can assure you she certainly did, before looking down again and moving the harness to the side, allowing me a very clear view of the fieldo's bulb as it slid up and disappeared from view inside of her. The next few moments were spent carefully adjusting the harness straps to make sure that everything was centered, followed by a final coordinated tug on the upper and lower straps to keep it all firmly in place. Of course, by this time my anticipation levels are through the roof and she's just standing there looking at me while I'm expecting her to come towards me at any moment. Then she turns and walks away to the bathroom. I must admit I'm a little confused at this point until she returned with a towel, which she tossed at me. I knew what was expected, so I sat up, laid the towel across the bed and resumed my former position, waiting ever more expectantly for her next move. Then with an impish smile on her face, she stepped towards me while dropping her left arm and, starting at my ankle, running her fingers slowly up the inside of my leg before lightly brushing over the head of my cock, then once again turning and inexplicably heading back to the bathroom and commencing to brush her hair. Watching my wife's reflection in the mirror as she brushed her hair has always been a source of viewing pleasure for me, with her upraised arms lifting her breasts, which move seductively with each pass of the brush through her brown shoulder-length hair. While this was a sight I witnessed countless times before, it was still as captivating as the first time I experienced it. This time perhaps more so, with the straps of the harness pressing against the cheeks of her ass as they cross diagonally from her hips before disappearing between her thighs. All throughout this she kept her gaze fixed on my reflection. This left no doubt in my mind that I was being toyed with. Something that was further confirmed when she returned the hairbrush to its place on the vanity and turned and walked back towards me, stopping to pick up her earlier discarded clothes and placing them in the laundry basket. Laying there watching as she completed more mundane tasks, I became almost hypnotized by the dildo as it swayed rhythmically with each step she took. The intensity of the visuals were not lost on her either, as she occasionally glanced in my direction as if gauging my readiness by how hard my cock was getting. While I was fully conscious of the teasing I was being subjected to, I was more than happy to lay quietly, knowing the time when I would play my part in this was surely not that far off. Then, almost without warning, she stopped, once more positioned at the end of the bed, and picked up the bottle of lubricant from its resting place. With her gaze fixed on the dildo and a hand cupped under it to steady it, she carefully ran a line of the crystal clear lubricant from the tip of the dildo along the top of its shaft, stopping just short of the harness. The sudden snap of the bottle cap as it was closed pierced the stillness of the moment before it was once more dropped to the bed. Now she was staring directly at me. The impish smile was gone, replaced with look that said, "Your body's mine and I'm going to do you." Without taking her eyes off me, she grabbed the shaft of the dildo close to the harness with her right hand. Then with an overhand grip she started working the lubricant around the shaft with a twisting forwards and backwards movement she had often used on myself. When she reached the head of the shaft, she ran the palm of her hand across its tip, coating it with lube before continuing to work back towards the harness. For a brief moment she stood still and I could see the dildo now looking as though it had just been polished, the light glistening off of its now well-coated surface. Then without breaking her gaze leant forward, placing her right knee on the bed, and in a voice that was both sensual and commanding said, "Simply roll over." I rolled over, laying flat on my stomach, and without the need for further instruction spread my legs awaiting her approach. As I laid there I could feel her getting into position between my legs, followed by her placing a hand on the back of each of my legs and slowly moving them up towards my ass. Once there she started massaging and squeezing the cheeks of my ass. I now found myself in a unique situation. On the one hand, the anticipation of what was to happen was intense, while Anna's hands working on my ass was truly pleasurable, which resulted in several soft moans of pleasure escaping from my lips. So engrossed was I by these mixed feelings that I didn't notice that Anna had removed her hand from my right butt cheek, but I certainly noticed the sting of it returning there, palm first and hard. This attention getter was followed by a request delivered in the same sensual and commanding tone she had used earlier. "Get your ass up." As I raised myself, first one leg and then the other, Anna kept her hand in the very spot where it had landed on my ass. It was almost as if she was trying to keep the intensity of the slap from escaping. Once I'd positioned my ass at what I thought was a good height, Anna started to slide her hand across towards the center, then down along my crack, pressing with her middle finger as hard as she could, causing me to flinch slightly as it crossed my hole. On reaching my balls, she paused briefly to give them a gentle squeeze before her hand slid further down, wrapping her fingers around my cock, which was dangling between my legs. I felt her pull on it, almost as if she was just holding onto it and allowing it to take the weight of her arm. Then she began to squeeze again, and this time there was nothing gentle about it. As her grip on my cock tightened, in a soft voice she said, "I love how hard I've gotten you without even touching you, but I guess this means it's too late to get the cage on your cock now." Being worked up and constrained would not have been a new experience for me, but I was certainly glad it was not the case this evening. Her hand released its vice-like grip on my cock, and within mere moments I heard the familiar snap of the lube bottle being closed. Then I felt the cool sensation of a finger drawing circles of lube around my asshole. This in itself is a sensation like no other, but then that same finger in a single movement pushed its way and then began probing its way around, spreading the lubricant as it went before retreating. I soon felt what I knew to be the dildo's tip brushing against random places on my ass as it swung in its harness before coming to rest at the top of my crack, telling me that Anna was getting herself into position. She then placed her hands on my hips, pulling my ass higher. She stopped pulling me up. I waited expectantly, then without warning my left cheek suffered the same type of stinging blow that had struck my right cheek a few moments earlier. "Spread your cheeks," she said, and I dutifully reached back with both arms, placing a hand on either cheek, and separated them as ordered. There I was, face down, ass in the air and cheeks spread. It doesn't get much more prone than this. Then I realize the field toes movements are no longer random, in fact it's not moving at all. I can now feel its tip centered on its target and exerting an ever so slight pressure. In the following moments my anticipation continued to grow, seconds seemed like minutes as I waited in silence. "You're ready for this," Anna said in a low sensual voice. I was ready, I'd been waiting for this since she dropped it on the bed. I started my response of "oh yeah, I'm ready," but it was turned into a long deep moan as I felt the head push its way into me, sending a shock wave throughout my body. The sensations didn't stop there and neither did Anna. Unlike our earlier times, she didn't stop or even slow down but continued to push her way and sending incredible sensations throughout my body. It seemed that as she pushed deeper into me, different parts of my body felt it. First in my balls, then my cock started to throb, followed by a feeling deep in the pit of my stomach before engulfing the rest of my body in a wave after wave of intense feelings. These feelings grew to such a level that as I felt the leather of Anna's harness against the cheeks of my ass, I collapsed flat onto the bed. As I lay there collecting my thoughts, I felt Anna, who was now laying on top of me with the harness still pressed against me, kissing me in a line up my left shoulder before gently biting me. I then felt her warm breath on my neck as she whispered into my ear, "I'm sorry, but when I said you're ready for this, what made you think I was asking a question?" After pausing for a moment, she pushed harder against me, forcing the field toe into me as far as it was going to go, holding it there briefly, soliciting an involuntary moan from me before relaxing and slowly pulling back. For the next few minutes I lay there face down, arms by my side and palms facing up as Anna moved slowly and methodically in and out of me. Each time she withdrew she would stop with just the head of the field toe remains in me, pausing for a moment before once more sliding back into me each time, sending a fresh wave of intense feelings throughout my body and ending each stroke by pushing as hard as she could manage into me. After a few minutes of Anna's slow determined movements my mind was racing. I had no idea what it was I was feeling. Was it pleasure, was it pain, or was it some kind of sensory overload? I hadn't the presence of mind to work that out. All I knew was that I wanted it and I didn't want her to stop. Then she did. Once again I felt her warm breath on the back of my neck as she placed as much of her weight as she could squarely on the field toe. "It sounded like you were enjoying that, weren't you?" All I could muster in response was a low moaning "uh-huh." "Well," she replied, "my plan for this evening was to pound your ass, not worship it, so unless you want a few more Rypred handprints as souvenirs of this evening, get back up now." I pushed myself back up, lifting Anna as I went until I was back on all fours with now Anna kneeling behind me and the field toe still firmly in me. I then felt a slap on my right hip followed closely by one on my left, and without repositioning her hands Anna began to tighten her grip on my flesh. She then moved as before, slowly pushing the field toe into me, pushing herself into me as she pulled hard on my hips as if to ensure she'd reach maximum depth before just as slowly withdrawing till only the head of the field toe remained in me. After a short pause and without further warning she pulled me hard towards her while she thrusted towards me, driving the field toe rapidly into me, stopping only when her harness slammed into my ass. She then tightened her grip on my hips before giving one more hard thrust, as if to prove her intentions, before slowly withdrawing once more. After a pause of mere moments she again thrusted forward into me, this time withdrawing almost instantly before again slamming the field toe back into me. In no time at all Anna had built up a rhythm, and with this I found myself completely at her mercy. My mind was a haze of intense feelings from the sharpness of her fingernails as she maintained her vice-like grip on my hips to the field toe as it repeatedly buried itself deep within me, with the leather and studs of her harness as its forward motion was stopped by its impact my ass. I had completely lost control, and while I had managed to keep my ass in the air my arms had collapsed from under me and I was now in some contorted downward facing dog position as if I was a participant in some perverse yoga class. Through all this I heard Anna's voice telling me repeatedly, "Play with yourself." Truth is I couldn't, I was completely lost in an ocean of sensations that was flooding every part of my being. I tried to comply with her request. I even managed to get a hand on my cock for a few strokes before it fell back to the bed almost as though paralyzed. I'm still unsure as to how long Anna kept up her pace, but as she began to slow she loosened her grip on my hips and then pulled me to one side, causing us both to collapse onto the bed. As we lay there on our sides I could tell by her breathing she needed a break, and as she reached around to grab my cock I felt her now damp skin on my back as she pressed against me, the sweat telling me she'd worked hard. As we lay there my mind slowly began to clear and I could feel her squeezing my cock in unison with the field toe, which she was now moving ever so slowly. While the movements were slow and gentle there seemed to be a reassurance that this was simply marking time, that things were not over yet. "Do you have any idea how much of a turn on the sounds you make when I'm doing this to you are?" she said. "The sounds I made were completely involuntary, they just happened. So you enjoyed that, huh?" Oh fuck yeah was the only response I could manage. There were times I wasn't sure if you were enjoying it. I thought I may have been hurting you. Oh yeah, I was enjoying it, I replied. For the next few moments we laid there in silence as Anna's breathing slowly returned to a normal rate while she continued slowly moving in and out of me. Ready for more, she said in a hushed tone. Yeah. That's if you're asking. I said. Her response of I don't think I am was accompanied by her arching her back, which once more drove the dildo as deep into me as it would go. Now with one hand on my hip and the other on my shoulder, she again began slowly moving in and out of me. I had now found myself on the receiving side of one of my favorite positions. This was a fact not lost on Anna as she quipped, I can see why you like doing me in this position. And she was right. It was an ideal position to wake her up with, and now I was feeling it from the other side, or should that be the other end? As with me when waking her up, she started slow but soon was back to her earlier tenacious thrusting, and I was soon again lost in a haze of intense feelings. This time there was no commands to play with myself. Instead, Anna slid her hand off my hip and grabbed my cock, but this seemed to throw her rhythm off so that she would return her hand to its previous position. After what was a few minutes, though I am not quite sure, she slowed to a halt and said, you need to get on your back, before sliding out of me. I dutifully rolled onto my back, placing a leg either side of Anna, who was now sitting on the bed with her legs spread. As she reached for a nearby pillow, she said, lift your ass up, before sliding the pillow under my lower back. She then arched back briefly as she reached for the bottle of lube on the bed behind her. I was in the perfect position to enjoy, if only briefly, the visuals of her stretching backwards, lifting her breasts up as their skin tightened. I then watched as she applied a fresh coating lube to the dildo before applying the excess to my cock with slow tight movements, ensuring it was still good and hard. With a final wipe of her hand on my chest to remove the last of the lube, she inched herself towards me before stopping and reaching down, placing a hand under each of my ankles. With a single lifting motion, she raised my legs to the point where my knees were almost pressing onto my chest. The phrase grab your ankles was delivered in a tone that left no doubt that it wasn't a request, and given the motivational method she had employed earlier, I was not going to seek clarification but simply comply and hope I got it right. It seemed I had, as Anna once more inched herself towards me, stopping to take a firm hold on my thighs to pull ourselves even closer. I again felt the tip of the dildo brush against me before centering itself and moving up, pushing on my balls as Anna drew closer. She stopped briefly and, letting go of one of my thighs, gripped the dildo and pushed it downwards, its tip pressing hard against me as it went. Anna's closeness to me had placed it under so much pressure that when it reached its destination, it slid right back, and without any further encouragement and with its course now locked in, she again grabbed my thigh and resumed pulling us closer while sending the dildo deeper until she could move no further. I just laid there feeling oddly full while Anna stared down at me. Enjoying the view? Was I ever? The sight of her sitting there between my legs, the light reflecting off the thin film of sweat on her breasts which moved in time with the slow rolling motion of her hips. Oh yeah, I was enjoying the view. You have no idea how much. I just want to grab your tits in both hands and squeeze them. My request was sternly denied. No, you don't move your hands until I say you can. Is that clear? It certainly was, and given how the evening had progressed to this point, I was more than happy to leave her in complete control. Anna leant forward, raising herself slightly, and as she did, she allowed her hips more freedom of movement and began once more gently moving her hips in a rolling motion while pulling my thighs towards her in unison with the dildo forward travel. This new position force changed the curve of the dildo, making it point forward, and this seemingly innocuous event changed the effect it had on me. Just as before, every movement sent waves of intense feelings throughout my body, and as she picked up her pace, it was all I could do to keep a hold on my ankles as she told me. While this position restricted how much movement could be achieved, it in no way detracted from the effect of having her use me like this. At this point my mind was a blur of feelings, while at the same time being entranced by the gentle heaving of Anna's breasts as they moved in time with the wave of feelings that coursed through me with every motion of the dildo. Anna released her hold on my left thigh, and I watched as she transferred her free hand to my cock, wrapping her fingers around the shaft and squeezing tightly, all without missing a stroke. She started moving her hand back and forth along the shaft in time with her movements, but there was more. It was as if my cock was being used to pull herself towards me. I have no idea whether it was that this new position was proving difficult for her, or she simply knew I wasn't going to last much longer, but she once more demanded, play with yourself, before releasing grip on my cock. And this time don't stop until I tell you. As she realized her grip on me, I fully expected her to grab my thigh again, but instead she placed both her arms under my legs, and as she leaned forward they were lifted up, forcing me into a curled up position with my back barely touching the pillow beneath me. Without removing the fieldo from me, she stretched herself out, which put almost her entire weight on the fieldo, forcing it into me as far as it would go. Looking me straight in the eyes, she somewhat forcefully repeated her earlier demand. I said, play with yourself. Given the tightly curled position I was in, it was difficult to do as she'd asked, but I managed to get a grip on my cock and started to stroke it. At this point I was extremely worked up and knew it wouldn't be long before I came. That's better, she said in a tone which was almost dismissive in nature and was delivered simultaneously with her bending her hips and slowly withdrawing from me before abruptly thrusting herself back into me, stopping only when the harness was pressing hard against my ass. The force that she used in this sudden thrust caught me completely by surprise. I felt its effect in so many places all at once. I was confused by what I'd felt so much so that I didn't even notice she'd withdrawn again, though I noticed when she once more slammed back into me, sending me into a state of utter disorientation. I was now unable to move. I was held curled up, my entire field of view taken up by an image of Anna pressing herself against my legs, her breasts moving in time with each thrust just above me but out of sucking range, though I doubt I could have even if I could reach them. To an observer, I'm sure that the appearance of her doing me in this fashion would have seemed quite brutal, yet I didn't want it to stop. I was in a state where focusing on anything other than what was happening to me wasn't possible. Anna must have picked up on this, as through the haze of feelings I heard her say, "Don't stop working that cock." With each word given extra emphasis by being delivered in unison with her slamming into my ass. For what seemed like ages, but was likely little more than a minute, I laid under her, curled up and in a state of euphoric confusion. I had no idea what I was feeling. My mind was racing as wave after wave flashed through me each time Anna thrust into me. My breathing was rapid but still punctuated by uncontrollable moans. Then amidst all this confusion, a feeling I knew well came upon me, and without a word of warning I came. It was intense, more than I can ever recall, but it was more than just this. It seemed as though I was never going to stop. I felt some of my cum land on my chest and the side of my leg before I finally stopped stroking myself and collapsed exhausted. When I opened my eyes, Anna was kneeling between my legs. The quickness of her breathing told me she'd worked hard to get us to this point. I noticed that her skin gleamed from the sweat she'd worked up, and there was some of my cum on her breast and more running down her stomach. She leant forward as she rolled to one side and laid on her back. The fieldo stood at attention ready for more, but we weren't. I'm guessing you enjoyed that, she gasped, still trying to recover her breath. I, however, was simply too exhausted to answer. As we laid there side by side, both taking in the moment, Anna loosened the straps on the harness, then curled her legs up as she slid the harness with the fieldo still attached off, dropping it to the floor before once more stretching herself out. It occurred to me that what I just experienced must have been planned. This was no spur-of-the-moment thing. She'd thought this through beforehand. I have no idea of where, when, or how she came up with this, and to be honest, I don't think I need to know. I'm, however, grateful that after more than 3 decades together, she is still interested in trying new things. After a few minutes, she looked down at her breasts before turning to me and saying, "You know, you're going to have to clean that up. You can start here," she said, pointing at her left breast, "and work your way down." I rolled to my right, and just as I was about to reach for the towel that I knew was sitting on the floor beside our bed, she grabbed the hair on the back of my head and pulled me back. "Get back here," she barked. I turned to look at her, propping myself up on one elbow, with her still firm grip on my hair. Before I could say a word, she started to pull me towards her, guiding my face towards the cum on her breast. At this point, the sensual and commanding voice she'd used to such effect earlier this evening was back. "I never said to use a towel, did I?"